Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Brett better keep it, Brett better keep it moving.
Here on the Brett Mega Show, we know you're busy, barely have time to get out of the house, let alone check the internet, so we'll check it for you. I'll read off some headlines that are trending, and you either tell me keep it moving or tell me more. How about someone else getting busted on the Jumbotron, but not for cheating, but just in a different way?
For what?
Playing hooky. This guy told his boss he was sick, so he couldn't make it into work during the Tennessee and Georgia game. He was repeatedly shown on the Jumbotron multiple times, and everyone was watching the game. Over 200 people messaged him, including his boss, who said, "Cool, thanks for calling in sick today."
Ooh.
Said it was a Coldplay-like
Jumbotrons
moment.
Jumbotrons are really out of people these days. That wasn't on my bingo card for 2025.
Bridesmaid accidentally post wedding seat chart online, including bride's blunt notes about guests.
Damn.
You want more details?
Yeah.
A bride preparing for her November wedding, which all of your friends are getting married, so don't do this to your friends.
I was going to say, is this Bessie Sid?
Yeah. They said, like, little comments around there. Keep cousin Amy far away from ex-boyfriend. Don't put Aunt Linda near the open bar. And all these little comments and where everyone would be seating, and then accidentally posted it a couple of weeks before the wedding, so that should be super awkward.
An accident, right.
Finally, a good use for AI. It'll answer your calls and block spam for you.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
You know, you get like those random phone calls and you're kind of curious. You're like, should I answer? Should I not answer? Because there's so many people that just don't answer it. But you're generally kind of curious why they're calling. You can actually, AT&T is going to release something where you just say, have AI answer it for me. So AI will answer it. It says, who may I say is calling? And then the person will say it. And they'll be like, oh, it's mom. She's calling from a random number. And then they will work as like a receptionist. AI will then let them through to your phone.
That's so crazy.
And if it's like collections calling for you, Hannah.
I was going to say, AI the last time I didn't answer, it was collections.
Yes, and then AI will be like, she's busy, bye, hang up. She's broke, leave her alone.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Who is your celebrity crush? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. When someone asks you, who's your celeb crush? Who is it for you? Guys, I don't think I have one anymore.
That's so depressing.
Oh, it is kind of depressing. I was trying to think, I saw somebody talking about this online, like, oh, who's your celebrity crush? And I was like, you know, just trying to answer the question in my head. And nobody came to mind. I used to say it was Reese Witherspoon was like my celebrity crush.
Great
and with
crush.
The morning show coming out.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I don't see it and think, man, that's my celeb crush. There's my hottie. I don't think I have a celebrity crush anymore.
Oh, because
everybody's got a celebrity crush.
I had one, and then my celebrity crush decided she was going to get married.
We all know who yours is.
A guy
is.
Named Callum Turner. I'm talking to you, Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa, holler at my
guy. I'd like to stay loyal, but you know what? That kind of, I got to let you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Wow, what?
I gotta
this
let
is
you go.
Breaking news, Kevin.
You're moving on from Dua Lipa?
I'm not really moving on. I don't think I ever
He's
had
being
a,
respectful.
Yes, exactly.
So your celebrity crush doesn't have to be single.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I was gonna say, I don't.
Yeah, when was that ever a rule?
Yeah, like that can't be a rule because that's just not fair.
Yeah, but so
you're going back to Vanna White? Remember what Kevin said? Vanna White was his celebrity crush?
It's funny because I always had a soft spot for Sofia Vergara.
Oh, but you do.
But then she did that Griselda show, and I was like,
You didn't like it?
Well, it's kind of
like, can you see, like, Kevin and Sophia, like, just, like, hanging out? Like, I just feel like Kevin, I don't know what to do.
You're a Dua Lipa girl.
You think so?
Yeah, I know so.
Okay. Well, if you say so, Hannah, I'm back
Are you still on Riley Green?
Honestly, no.
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
She got herself a lookalike Riley Green. Her new boyfriend looks just like Riley Green.
Everybody says that boyfriend Julian looks like Riley Green.
Doppelganger, for sure.
You guys just say that because he has a mustache.
No, he just because he looks identical. Sometimes
he's
I think
a good guy.
I have to double take him. Like I'm like when I'm scrolling through Instagram and they like do a Riley Green interview. I'm like, why did Hannah's boyfriend do it? Oh, never mind. It was Riley Green. I constantly think that.
No, but I think I phased out of Riley Green.
Who are you on now?
I don't have one, which I can't believe I'm saying the same statement as you. But nobody's really been catching my eye or my For You page or anything lately.
I want to.
My crush is Julian. I have about.
Oh my god,
50.
That makes me sick. You sound like a new couple. That right. is the yeah. most annoying new couple ever. Hannah's moved into an annoying new couple stage. Let me know when you get out of it. Mm-hmm. We're not going to talk that till then. We're on a break like Jeremiah and Belly right. okay. until you get out right. of honeymoon stage. Who is your celebrity crush?
I have like 50, and so I hate when people ask me that. Like,
cause you rotate. Is Adam Brody? Because the
I oh, love yeah, Adam Brody, and he's about to. He's about to probably become number one again once What's It Called comes out in like a month. Nobody wants this.
Yeah.
I love him.
You got back on the Nobody Wants This Adam Brody train for a little while.
Yes. Conrad Fisher.
Conrad
I
is
mean,
probably-
he takes yeah. up all of my thoughts at the moment. I mean, Shawn Mendes, Joshua Bassett, Ben Platt. I could literally name so many people.
I want one. There's like so.
I thought you liked Hilary Duff.
First off, I think, I'm going to sound so mean, but I think you got to be like, relevant. Like,
well, she's about to be
she's
relevant.
About to be, maybe
so
I'll
you're
come
probably
back
about,
around.
Yeah.
She might.
I do think I could move Hillary Duff into the category again. But
I have a relevant celebrity crush.
Yeah, like I feel like Sydney Sweeney's like the new hot thing, but I don't get it other than she has like big boobs. Like I just don't get the yeah. Sydney Sweeney thing. I do think like when things are big in pop culture, like Sabrina Carpenter is another person, I don't get it. I'm like, I need to find a celebrity crush. Who is your celebrity crush? Why do you have them? 855-444-MEGA. And you got a good celebrity crush for me that I can steal? I want you to steal your celebrity crush.
Has to be
crush.
Relevant, though.
Yeah. Yes. I want to steal your celebrity crush. Who is your celeb crush? We all have them. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. We all have celebrity crushes where you just see them like, that's the one. I got the hot for that person. Except for me, I don't know. Like, I feel like the hot, relevant people just aren't doing it for me. Sydney Sweeney, Sabrina Carpenter. I don't know what it is. I used to say it was like Reese Witherspoon and Hilary Duff, but I don't know. For some reason, I feel like I moved on from them. Or if you're annoying like Hannah's like, I don't have a celebrity crush. It's only my boyfriend, Julie. Oh, the worst.
It's true.
That is the worst. It was Riley Green, and now her boyfriend looks so much like Riley Green. She's like, I don't have a crush on celebrity Riley Green. I'm dating Riley Green. what are the text messages you're laughing at over there?
I'm dying over here. Okay, so we got a text for celebrity crushes, and one of them says, Freddie Prince Jr., which is good.
Yeah. Look at him making a comeback. Freddie Prince Jr. Hey. All because of that terrible movie that I Know What You Did Last Summer came back out.
And Kevin Berghoff.
Hell yeah.
Oh my
Kevin.
Gosh.
Hey. I knew Kevin was going to get one. Kevin, I knew you were people's celebrity
was
crush.
That, was that signed by Dua Lipa?
Yeah. And then we got another text that says, for local celebrities, it's Brett Mega.
Shut up.
Who and then worldwide that? Celebrities, it's Rob Gronkowski.
They said Brett Mega again. Worldwide.
Where's AB and I? Yeah.
Grunk.
Yeah, we must be
jeez,
ugly.
Guys.
Yeah, Kevin and I both got shut up. Hey. Yeah. What do you guys think? You guys thought you were the hot people to show.
You guys were right, ranked with Freddie Prince and Rob Gronkowski. Those are pretty good rankings.
Yeah, exactly. Angie, you said you disagree with me. How could people disagree with me about celebrity crushes?
I totally disagree that you need to stay true to who's always been your person. So for me, mine is Leanne Rimes' husband, and he's so irrelevant. People don't even know what his name is anymore,
yes.
which is Eddie. He was on Third Watch, and that was like 15 years ago, but
oh,
he
yeah.
is the hottest firefighter Eddie's, I've ever Eddie, seen in my life.
Eddie Cibrian? Is that right?
True.
Kevin.
Yes.
Yes.
Kevin, thank you.
See, he's still relevant.
Yeah.
They always come back.
You can't, I think your celebrity crush has to be someone who's relevant, no?
No, no. The love of your life doesn't always have to be relevant.
All right, sorry.
What?
I feel like Hillary Duff and I were on a break and we're back together. I'd like to
Dua
publicly,
Lipa and Kevin forever.
Yeah, Dua Lipa and Kevin are back together. Hillary Duff and I are back together. And nobody picked Hannah and AB. Just wanted to point that out again as their celebrity crushes.
ugly.
Happy pre-Friday. That's what we're calling it. We're just almost there. It's been a long week here on the Brett Mega Show. So Hannah's got your Hollywood hashtag. What's coming up?
Yeah, if you have a friend who watches The Summer I Turned Pretty, you might need to check in on them this morning. I'll tell you why next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So last night was a really big night for all of you The Summer I Turned Pretty lovers. Not only was it the season finale, but we also got the giant news that the hit series is going to be turned into a movie. Amazon Prime dropped that bomb just hours after the finale was over, which is like every TV lover's dream that the story isn't over yet. The movie's going to kind of serve as like an extension to the love story or like a big conclusion to everything. How do you feel about this,
AB? Watch this.
I had a big party for premiere night and everything. I watch this every single Wednesday night.
I always go to my parents' house. I always watch it with my mom and my sister. I think the movie is the exact right move. I think
the finale ended perfectly,
but it didn't get to what happens at the end of the books. And if it did get to that, it would have been rushed. Because it was basically one episode to get the couple you've wanted to be together for the last three seasons to get together so that you only give them an hour to wrap up their entire love story. Now we'll get another like 2 hours to see them being happy.
So help me out this though, because someone who just like follows it because it's like everyone talks about it. I thought like episode 7 or whatever it was, 3 episodes ago, that's where the books ended. So the books actually do continue?
Yes and no.
Oh.
But I don't know if I should say how the books end if you don't want
to
hear it.
But no, there's more, just more flash forward to their relationship?
It ends in a wedding. The books end in them getting married. If they would have gotten married at the end of this episode, that would have been insane.
So we never get to the wedding.
So I'm guessing this will be all about the wedding.
Wedding drama?
Yes.
Okay, first, I hated this idea because I felt like when you just extend a story to extend it, it's fine. But the wedding drama, there's always drama with planning a wedding. So if we're just focused on wedding drama, like it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this, though. I was trying to think of TV shows that went to make a movie. They kind of commonly do this. I can't think of very many successful ones. Sex and the City might be the most successful, but I feel like people don't like the movies.
Yeah.
Entourage did it. They didn't like that. There's another one coming out, like Handmaid's Tale or whatever.
I have confidence this one will be good.
Really? I'm like, I couldn't think of any successful TV shows that then went and made a movie and it went really well. Maybe I'm wrong. I just can't think of one.
Yeah, I forget that was ever a thing. The director, who's also the same as the author of all the books, shared, "There's another big milestone left in Belly's journey, and I thought only a movie could give it its proper due."
See, it kind of hints at what AB is saying, like, exactly. Oh, we're going to focus on, you know, the wedding drama. And if you're getting married, you know there's drama.
Yes.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Megamind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. 43% of us have this with our families at our home. What do we have?
I'm going to say we have a game night.
Game night. 43% of us have game nights. Okay.
We have a standing reservation for dinner on Sunday nights.
Ooh, good guess. Good guesses.
I'm going to say that you have a quote-unquote assigned seat at the table.
Ooh.
Like everyone always sits in the same spot.
Oh, yeah.
Kitchen table or living room?
Kitchen.
One of them is correct.
No.
It's either assigned seating in the kitchen or it's the living room.
Can I take it back?
You should take it back if you think about it. But no. 855-444-MEGA. The answer's coming your way next.
Mega Minds.
All right. Got the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. 43% of us have this with our families at our home. AB, you were torn between two answers, and what was your answer?
I originally said an assigned seat at the kitchen table, but unfortunately, I think it's an assigned seat in the living room.
That is correct. It is the living room. 43% of us have assigned seats inside the living room.
My family does not have that.
So my family
does.
Really? So that's why it's split. Like people have like a chair in their house. Everyone sits in the same exact corner every single time. And then some families are like, it's just a free-for-all. But yeah, 43% of us have assigned seating in the living room. AB's brain is kind of thinking. We'll see who else on the Brett Mega Show is thinking when we play Think Fast next on the Brett Mega Show.
Think Fast!
Let's have some fun and see who can think just in general on the Brett Mega Show. None of us.
Oh, boy.
And let alone Think Fast. So how Think Fast work is it's a really very intense competitive game among myself, Hannah and Kevin. AB asks the question, and whoever can finish the sentence the fastest gets the point. You have to give a answer that actually fits the question. Hannah.
Okay.
Everyone, really? I'm never just the one to do it. It's you, Brett. No. You don't even wait till the question's over.
Everyone except for me. I'm the only one who legitimately plays this game by the rules. Mm-hmm. And then you pry on the fact that AB is so nice. AB, toughen up.
Yeah, okay. Be a hard judge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Finally.
All right, you're asking for it.
Do we have to say our names before we answer?
No, you say your answer.
We've played this game 1,000 times.
You have to wait until the question's over.
No, you just yell out.
Okay.
No. What are the rules, AB?
Wow.
You need to wait till I'm done saying the question.
Fine.
All right.
Whatever.
Brett's really upset.
Yeah.
Okay, first question.
Watch me dominate.
What is the sexiest vegetable?
Brett. Oh, sorry.
Broccoli.
Sorry, I was trying to be funny that I was just trying to say I'm a sexy vegetable.
Broccoli. Hannah is correct. She got in.
Hannah
broccoli
got
is
it.
Not sexy.
With
that
the fluffy top?
Count.
Yeah, no, reminds me of curly hair.
No. Like eggplant, duh, boom, win, point.
No, Hannah gets it.
For broccoli, I cannot wait to see you turned on by broccoli.
Everyone gets turned on by different things.
Yeah, you know, the muscle man or whatever, the broccoli dude?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot wait.
The green giant?
Man,
he's literally Hannah's type.
I cannot wait. I'm next time, you're going to put rose petals down and broccoli laying on the bed.
It
I cannot
work.
Wait. Oh, my God.
Okay. One Whoa. Point to Hannah.
Whatever.
What is the worst time to yell surprise?
During a fire.
Yeah, yeah. That's actually
it sounds
answer.
Like you would like you're admitting to the fire. You're like surprise.
Surprise.
All right. Valid. 1 point to Kev. What's an embarrassing animal to lose a fight to?
A squirrel.
Wow, those were
Dang.
Yeah.
That is embarrassing. That was great.
I almost ran over a squirrel today.
Rip.
Okay, 2 points, Kevin, 1 point, Hannah.
I don't have a point. Watch this comeback.
Yeah, you're pulling a me over there.
Don't call it a comeback over here. I don't lose a lot of fights to animals, and I don't think broccoli's sexy, so that's why, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
What is the sexiest holiday?
Christmas. I clearly was in there first.
Yeah, I think Brett was in there first.
Thank you, Kevin.
Okay, I'm going to give it to Brett.
Oh. Whatever!
No,
just to be nice.
That
to get
was
him
not because
of
nice. It was because I was faster. Run the
no,
tape
No, that's
back.
Not true.
Run the replay back and watch me just... It'll be like watching Odell Beckham with a crazy one-handed grab. You all don't know.
That was Christmas really the sexiest
yeah,
holiday?
It's the
Under
Christmas
the mistletoe?
Lunch.
It is in the summer yeah. I turn pretty. Oh,
yeah, okay, and then like every all Hallmark right. movie, those people...
I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
I was
going to
go
that's
Halloween, you know, with all the slutty dresses.
Wow, damn, Kevin. You went slutty over there, all right. And he whispered it. And he whispered it. Wow.
I don't know if you can.
I know. I don't know if he's allowed to say that.
Oh, you can say it. You can be like, but you can make anything slutty.
Like broccoli.
Like slutty, like slutty flag day. Remember when Hannah said she loved flag day?
Not that much. Valentine's Day probably would have been valid.
You cannot say slutty for Valentine's Day. That will FCC will not approve.
Okay.
I'm scared, guys. We're throwing that around like nothing.
Brett. I don't even know. Okay, Brett has 1 point. Hannah has one. Kevin has two. All
Watch right, this yeah.
Come
yes.
on, come on.
Come on, here we go. Okay. Everyone's like ready. In like athletic position.
Yeah, I did just sit up.
I know. Everyone's like, all right.
Okay. What is the worst thing to hear before surgery?
Slutty. Slutty doctor is coming in like a Halloween doctor. He comes in, he's like, "Oh, the slutty doctor's here." That's like,
I'm
the worst
ready.
Thing. Yeah, I'm ready. And
you're
like,
exposed
whoa.
On the
test.
Your clothes being
removed.
Yes.
Yeah. 2-2-1. We all tied. We actually hit only has 1 point.
Okay, so I have a tiebreaker.
All right,
so
this
is told you I was coming
on.
Back. To
this
win.
Is for oh, wow. Brett and Kev.
Woo.
All right.
Okay. What is a terrible thing to admit in a job interview?
You lost the fight to a squirrel.
No, you can just call back
I mean,
an old joke.
That you used to know a slutty doctor.
You just call back answers. I have a real one that I'm always late to work. I'm just constantly late to work. That's a real answer.
Kevin's answers work too, though. I have to give it to Kev.
I've been screwed over by slutty Kevin.
Hey!
Think fast!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.